Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the Mid-South, we typically see those cotton acres moving into soybeans. In the Southeast, it's a combination of peanuts and soybeans. And then in the Southwest, it's grain crops that will be the beneficiary of those cotton acres. For extra long staple cotton, the survey actually showed an increase of 23% from 2014, putting the number at about 235,000 acres.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Arizona is increasing substantially on ELS, and some of that appears to be coming out of upland cotton. And then the California number is still a bit up in the air because a lot of that will depend on final water availability. So still some uncertainties when we look at the acreage number. But given the acreage number that we have plugged in and assuming average abandonment and yields in line with recent trends, we estimate the potential for a crop of 14 million bales for 2015.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We anticipate that textile mills in the U.S. will continue to increase the amount of cotton they consume. We put that number for 2015 marketing year at 3.7 million bales. The key will be to watch what happens in export markets. That's the primary outlet for U.S. cotton. We're anticipating to export somewhere between 10.5 and 10.6 million bales in 2015. There's going to be a competitive market, and there's still some question marks in terms of how much China will import, and then also what might be potential impacts from the anti-dumping investigation that's being conducted by the Turkish government. So those are keys. But when we put the balance sheet together, that does call for a slight decline in ending stocks in the U.S. as we go through 2015. However, we anticipate on the global balance sheet that ending stocks are going to remain at a very high level, somewhere around 108 to 109 million bales of ending stocks. It's still a lot of stocks, and I think those are going to have the potential to weigh on the market as we look out to the foreseeable future.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Demand growth that we might see out of China, can we continue to see some more demand growth that may alter that balance sheet? And I think the other variable to watch is what happens with acreage adjustments outside the United States. Do we see countries make larger adjustments than what we're currently calling for? Because that would also be a factor that could come into play in terms of the overall price situation.